The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We have a lot to talk about today other than the coronavirus, but we have quite a bit to discuss concerning the virus as well. I will repeat again what I have said probably thousands of times through the years. I'm not an expert on anything. Don't pretend to be an expert on anything. But I do my best to pass along facts and truth to you. And that's what I will attempt to do with the coronavirus. The president is still speaking in the Rose Garden. He is holding a press conference announcing a national state of emergency. All of the details of that are still being worked out. He is addressing questions from the press. And I pray, and I'm serious about this, I pray that there are no smart alecks in the press like Jim Acosta from CNN that try to politicize this and try to make the president of the United States look bad. Let me just say this. I would hope that the American people, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, independent, I would hope that the American people as one would rise up and condemn anyone trying to use this crisis for political gain. That includes correspondents on cable news or network news, and that would include political candidates. There are two Democratic political candidates left, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, and they're duking it out. If either one of them have 1 ounce of real patriotism in their body, if they have 1 drop of blood in their body that truly loves America, they will call the country to support the president at this time. They will not pick him apart. They will not condemn him. They will not try to develop their own plans that would help them in the primary in the general election in November. They would do what politicians did immediately after 9/11. If you remember, most of you will remember 9/11. Even the Democrats who hated George W. Bush got together, held a press conference and said, today we are not Republicans, we are not Democrats, we are Americans, and we are praying for our president, we support our president, we are praying for the administration because today we are one, we are all Americans. That's what should be happening right now. And if Biden or Sanders tries to turn this around for their own political gain and try to pick apart everything that the president does and the president suggests, I would hope that the American people, again, whether they're Republican or Democrat, would just wholeheartedly condemn the efforts to divide us. I got that off my chest. And then there's this, since we're here in Ohio. Did you hear about this? I didn't see this reported in any of the news media, and I'm not sure why. But Tuesday, when it was announced that the University of Dayton would be canceling all classes for the rest of the semester. Ohio State announced that they were canceling classes and so forth. Well, the University of Dayton was one of the schools that announced on Tuesday that all of the classes were suspended. How did the students at the University of Dayton respond? Can I read the headline to you? After college cancels classes over coronavirus, 1,000 students gather in the street, jump on cars, throw objects at cops. Did you hear about this? It wasn't 10, 20. It was 1,000 or more students rioted. Here's the story. Dateline, Dayton, Ohio. Police and University of Dayton police were called to a student neighborhood late Tuesday night in response to a large disorderly crowd of about 1,000 that had gathered in the street. The university police told local news in a statement that crowd members blocked the street, which prevented emergency medical access. They damaged property, jumped on cars, and threw objects in the road and at police officers and others in the crowd, which did result in injuries. Students told WTDN-TV they were celebrating the cancellation of classes due to the coronavirus outbreak. People are being quarantined, people are dying, an emergency is declared, classes are canceled, and they celebrate and riot. Again, back to the story. When members of the crowd failed to obey commands to disperse, police shot pepper balls into the crowd, adding that the projectiles deliver a non-toxic irritant powder that disperses quickly. The active ingredient is similar to what is found in hot sauce and so forth. The station added that police were forced to wear riot gear. University officials told local news that the crowd dispersed after 2 a.m. Also, tear gas, rubber bullets, paintballs, and gas canisters were not used. Wow. The American educational system and the students that are involved. 1,000 students at the University of Dayton riot, celebrating the fact that there is a crisis, an emergency, and people could die. What a great opportunity to get in the streets and do a little damage, hurt some people. That's just, and again, I didn't see this reported anywhere in any of the local news. Big deal. 1,000 students. Well, the word faith, name it and claim it crowd is not silent during this crisis. No, one of the best-known TV scam artists. Well, I got to take a break. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Yeah. All right, you're listening to Bob Burney Live. And hey, you want to talk about this thing? You want to get some things off your chest? Give me a call. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Let's talk.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I'll get to the televangelist, but the state of the news media in America is worse than pathetic. Even when they report good news, you can't believe them. You can't trust them. Let me give you an illustration. I got this breaking news from the Washington Post at 4:14 p.m. All right, 4:14 p.m. I got this breaking news from the Washington Post. Headline, Trump declares coronavirus outbreak a national emergency, offers $50 billion in support, sending financial markets soaring. Well, here's the problem. The stock market has been up all day long today. Now, it closed up almost 2,000 points, but the president did not announce the national emergency until about 3:45 p.m., just before the close of the stock market. So, yeah, I'm glad the stock market is up, and at least the Washington Post is reporting some positive news, but the stock market had been soaring all day long. And anyway, I just read that and go, wait a minute. He didn't announce that until 3:45 p.m. Anyway, all right. Kenneth Copeland, one of the grand poobahs of the name it, claim it, health, wealth, prosperity, gospel scam. And I say that advisedly, but I say it truthfully. These guys are scam artists. They are fleecing the flock, and I've been saying that for over 20 years. They're scam artists. This name it and claim it, health and wealth, gospel, is not biblical. In fact, it is antithetical to Scripture. And I've been over that many, 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 many times from a biblical standpoint, so I'm not going to go into it right now. But get this. And this is, by the way, from a Christian news source. Televangelist Kenneth Copeland has come under fire for attempting to heal people of coronavirus through the television screen. Copeland was broadcasting a program on his Victory Channel titled Standing Against Coronavirus, when he issued a lengthy prayer for any of his viewers who might be suffering with the illness. And here is a direct quote from Kenneth Copeland. Put your hand on that television set. He reaches out towards the screen. His hands are coated with oil. Does anybody really think that oil can come through the TV to you? He puts his... Anyway, put your hands on the television set, he says, and he reaches out his hands with oil, and he says, Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He received your healing. Now say it. I take it. I have it. It's mine. I thank you and praise you for it. According to the word of God, this is what he wants people to say. He is repeating this, and he wants them to say it. According to the word of God, I am healed, and I consider not my own body. I consider not symptoms in my own body, but only that which God has promised. Now, folks, I want to say this carefully. Do I believe that God still heals? Yes, I do. Do I believe that he uses scam artists like Kenneth Copeland? No, I don't. Do I believe that Kenneth Copeland can goop up his hands with oil, put them on the TV, and have people put their hands on the TV? No. No. You know, this is the guy that flits around the world in his own private jet. I think he's got two private jets. This is the guy who said that he could not fly on a commercial airliner because commercial airliners are, what did he say? Filled with demons. Yeah, that's you and I who fly on commercial airliners. Oh, my goodness. And here's the sad thing. Here is the sad thing. There will be people, hopefully not many, there will be people who are sick. And they'll watch Kenneth Copeland, put their hands on the TV, and pray with Kenneth Copeland, I have received my healing, and will not go to a doctor and will not get treatment and will suffer the consequences. Now, once again, don't write me nasty emails. You don't believe in healing. Oh, yes, I do. I do believe that God heals according to his will. Do I believe that it is always God's will to heal? No, I don't. I would just refer you to the apostles. Those who sat at the feet of Jesus himself, and had many of them had been given the power to heal. All but one died horrible martyrs' deaths in abject poverty, in prison. Yeah, evidently, it didn't work for them. There are few things that have harmed the cause of Christ in America and around the world more than the prosperity gospel. It is infecting Africa like the coronavirus. And it's hurting horribly the cause of Christ. Do I believe in the indwelling Spirit of God? Yes. Do I believe in healing? Yes. Do I believe in divine healing? Yes, I do. Do I believe in most of these divine healers? No, I don't. And I don't think Scripture does either. It's sad. And I realize some of you believe these guys are great, and you may even follow them. I just pray that you would not just read the verses of Scripture they give you. I would ask you to read all of the Word of God. All of it. In context. And if you do, I believe the Spirit of God will open your eyes that there's a whole lot of false doctrine out there, folks. A whole lot of false doctrine. So be an LTD. Please, don't be fooled. Don't be sucked in by false teachers. There were false teachers in the time of Jesus and immediately after the time of Jesus. In fact, the book of Galatians was written primarily to deal with the false prophets of that day. And Paul said their doctrine was a cursed doctrine. Yeah, check it out. All right. A lot of other things to talk about. When we come back, we'll switch gears. But hey, again, this is Friday. I've been talking a lot. I've got a lot to share. But I'd like to hear from you on this coronavirus. The government going too far, not far enough. What are your thoughts? 877-BOB-LIVE.